Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Proverbs chapter 7. This is God's word. "My son, keep my words and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. Say to wisdom, 'You are my sister,' and call understanding your kinsman. They will keep you from the adulteress, from the wayward wife with her seductive words. At the window of my house, I looked out through the lattice. I saw among the simple. I noticed among the young men a youth who lacked judgment. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house. At twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in, then out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute and with crafty intent. She is loud and defiant. Her feet never stay at home, now in the street, now in the squares. At every corner she lurks. She took hold of him and kissed him, and with a brazen face she said, 'I have fellowship offerings at home. Today I fulfilled my vows. So I came out to meet you. I looked for you and have found you. I have covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deep of love till morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon.' With persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once, he followed her, like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. May God grant us wisdom as we understand his word." He says, "my son," because that's who he's talking to. But that doesn't mean this is just something that young men need to understand. Because he's addressing his son, it's talking about the snare of an immoral woman. If he were speaking to his daughter, he would be warning against the snare of an immoral man. The fact of the matter is, temptation is faced by both men and women. And God's word tells us to be on guard, to remember the things we've been taught. One of the greatest encouragements to me is when I hear from somebody years later, "Pastor Wood, I was in a difficult situation. I was facing temptation, and all of a sudden I remembered what you said about," and I'll give you one of those things that was particularly referenced later in this message. "But I remembered that, and suddenly the temptation was not so tempting." If you remember what you've been taught, remember the truth. "Keep my words," he says. "Store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you'll live." The purpose of this instruction is not just for the grown-ups to hear themselves talk. The purpose is to protect you. It is to help you avoid danger and death. You need to understand that your enemy, the liar and father of lies, is one who comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He will not be satisfied until your life is wrecked. He wants you dead because Jesus came to give you life. It is because God loves you that the enemy wants to destroy you. In a movie, when you see the villain say to somebody, it sure would be a shame if something happened to your little girl, wouldn't it? I mean, that's as bad a villain as it can be. Because if the guy said, you better not do this or I'm going to break your legs, I'm going to shoot you, that's not nearly as punishing a threat as to say, I'm going to do something to your child. And it is precisely because of God's love for us that the enemy wants to lead us into sin and to destroy our lives. So, keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. What's the apple of your eye? That's the center part, okay? So in other words, you wouldn't want to get poked anywhere in the eye. But you would kind of, if you saw something coming toward your eye, you'd hopefully protect yourself. Bind them on your fingers. Does that mean I'm supposed to write down scriptures and tie them around my fingers? Well, look at the next phrase. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Obviously, this is not a biological or anatomy prescription. He's saying, remember this. This needs to be deep inside you. This needs to be something you see all the time. You need to be continually thinking about God's word. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and call understanding your kinsman. In other words, don't think, oh yeah, that stuff. Embrace it. Embrace the truth. Embrace wisdom. Recognize that regardless of what you grew up with, regardless of what the culture is trying to swamp you with, wisdom is what you need to consider as family. They will keep you from the adulteress, from the wayward wife with her seductive words. And then he describes a scenario. A young man, whom he says is one of the simple, he was living in a way that did not reflect wisdom. You understand that most people don't live wisely? Most people's decisions are not based on what would be the right thing to do. Most people make their decisions based on what seems like it's going to feel good in the moment. But that's foolish. That is folly in the words of Proverbs.
You are listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Pastor Wood is a popular speaker for family and marriage retreats, conferences, and pro-life fundraisers. If you are planning an event, a retreat, or conference, and would like to invite Pastor Wood to speak or teach, please visit pastorwood.org and fill out our speaker request form. At this site, you will also find over a dozen books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. Again, please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is and is holding out.
If every time you see something that appeals to you, you just think, yeah, I'll have that, then you are not living wisely. Just learn to say no to those tempting thoughts. Well, here's this simple guy walking down the street, behaving like any number of simple people. Notice it says at the end, the people who've fallen into this trap are a mighty throng. They are numerous. Tons and tons of people fall into this trap. Well, what is the trap? The trap is adultery. The trap is sexual immorality. She says to him, well, first of all, look at the context. I saw among the simple, noticed among the young men, a youth who lacked judgment. He was going down the street near her corner. Don't even go near her corner, okay? But he was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house. So he is already headed in the wrong direction, okay? Now, is he looking for her? No, she's looking for him. But he is walking into a situation where temptation is going to be. Think for a moment about some of the places where you might be tempted to go where the atmosphere is just not healthy. It's just not a good place for you. Maybe it's on social media. Maybe it's TikTok. There are all kinds of places that are just not good environments. So, he's walking along, and then it says, at twilight, as the day was fading, as the dark of night set in. Did you know that you are more inclined to do bad stuff as it gets dark? That's just human nature. The Bible talks about that specifically. Those who do evil do so at night. We should live as those who are of the day. You are more likely to get in trouble after dark. Okay, so I can't stop the darkness from coming. No, you need to be more careful as it gets darker. And I'll tell you this, those of you who at some point in your lives may go on dates, you lose about 10 IQ points with every hour that it gets later. And after 11 o'clock, you lose 30, right? Just like that. Okay? So just bear that in mind, all right? Bear that in mind. You know, well, it was late and I just wasn't thinking. Yeah, that's the problem. So that's not the time to be with somebody who might be a temptation to you. Does that make sense? All right. The dark of night set in. And then a woman came out to meet him. And she's going to say, I was looking for you. And she was. Did you know that you don't have to go looking for temptation? Temptation will come looking for you. Did you know that? It's true. Temptation will come looking for you. And she was dressed like a prostitute with crafty intent. She's loud and defiant, he says. Her feet never stay at home. Now in the street, now in the squares, at every corner she lurks. Lurks, that's a good word. That means she's like my cats up at the house trying to catch a bird. And they're pretty successful. But see, they will see where the birds come and they will get real still waiting for that bird to get close, and then boom! There are people who are looking to get you to sin. Their goal is to try and get you to do stuff that's wrong. Don't fall for it. And by the way, it's not just having to do with sexual sin. There are people in this world who will look for an opportunity to lead you to do the wrong thing. Don't go with them. Don't give in to them. Be on guard against them. Realize they are not your friend. At every corner she lurks. Temptation is all around. Verse 13, she took hold of him and kissed him. Anybody here like hugs? Yeah. Are hugs okay? Yeah, it's a good thing. Is it okay with God for people to hug each other? Absolutely. But the problem with this woman was that she wasn't saying, oh, Johnny, it's your aunt. I haven't seen you in a long time. Hey, hon, good to see you. Tell me how you're doing. That wasn't one of those hugs. You understand? There's hugging and there's hugging. Okay? I mean, just like there are kisses and there are kisses. Okay? My sons, my adult sons, they're all adults. My sons kiss me. I kiss them. Really? Yeah, but I don't kiss them like I kiss my wife. You understand? And they don't kiss me like they kiss their wives. Their kisses and their kisses. Affection is good. Seduction is wrong. So, she took hold of him. Remember Joseph? In Potiphar's house, she took hold of him and kissed him. And with a brazen face, she said, I have fellowship offerings at home. Today I fulfilled my vows. So I came out to meet you. I looked for you and have found you. Isn't it nice to feel special? She was looking for me. She wanted me. I don't care whether you're male or female, everybody wants to be wanted. Everybody wants people to find them attractive. Everybody wants to hear, yes, I'd like to be with you. It's not wrong to want that. The problem is when we try and satisfy it in the wrong place with the wrong person. She knew how to seduce him, and it starts with, you're the one I was looking for. I've covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I've perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deep of love till morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. That is a misuse of the word love. There's a difference between love and lust. Because if you love someone, you want what is best for them. And sin is never best for them. Countless guys have tried to seduce countless girls by saying, if you love me, you'll let me. The answer to that as you're getting out of the car is, if you loved me, you wouldn't say that to me. You understand? Because if somebody's trying to get you to do something that you shouldn't do, that's not love. That's not love. That's lust. And it leads to death. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home, so now he can't plead ignorance, okay? This is not his wife. This is someone else's wife. My husband's not at home. He's gone on a long journey, took his purse filled with money, won't be back till full moon. And with persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. Realize that one of the most powerful weapons the enemy uses to lead us into sin is words. Seductive speech. People who say things to lead you astray, watch out. Verse 22, all at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter. What does that represent? Well, the fact that he's kind of hesitating, he's not sure, and then all of a sudden he goes. If you find yourself in a situation where you are being tempted, instead of suddenly giving in, suddenly get out. Joseph ran out of the house, leaving his cloak behind. Why did he leave his cloak behind? Had he already gotten undressed? No, she wouldn't let go of him. So he just slipped out of it and left. Well, he got in trouble for that, didn't he? Not with God. Not with God. Flee from temptation. Paul tells Timothy, flee youthful lust. Run. Run. Get away from it. All at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. He's saying to his son, understand what's at stake here. Your life. Your life. This isn't, well, you know, you might actually regret it. You will regret it. Guaranteed. Sin leads to death. The pleasures of sin may last for a short time, but then you end up with a mouthful of gravel. That's another proverb. Solomon's. By the way, did Solomon always heed this counsel? No. Unfortunately, he was a bad example of how husbands and wives ought to relate to each other. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Do not let your what? Your heart. Because even before your feet go there, your heart's going to have a tendency to go there. You're going to be drawn on the inside in the wrong direction. Stop that. You need to say no, not just to her. You need to say no to you. Don't let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths, because tons of people have already gone down that path, and it always leads to death. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. So what was the thing you said you were going to tell us that other people have remembered and it helped them? I tell people about my wife's eyes. My wife has beautiful eyes. Her eyes are so expressive and they are so beautiful. I say that they're green eyes. She says, no, they are blue with a gold ring of flecks around the pupil. And that's true. But I'll tell you this, they're gorgeous. Love her eyes. I love how expressive they are. I love how honest they are. She and I can send messages to each other without a word, even across a room. Our eyes communicate with each other. And that's one of my favorite features on my wife. So I have to travel sometimes. And if I came back and came into the house, and there on the stair going up to our bedroom, I saw one of my wife's eyes, I wouldn't say, oh my word, it's one of Susan's eyes. That is so beautiful. That was so sweet of her to leave that here for me. Okay? I love my wife's eyes. Aren't they pretty? Okay. I wouldn't do that. People at the ranch would be able to hear me screaming. Okay? I wouldn't run the other way. I'd run to see where Susan was and what had happened. Because if an eyeball is on the stair, it's not where it belongs. In its proper setting, the eye is beautiful. Removed from its proper setting, it doesn't function properly, and it isn't beautiful anymore. Do you understand that this world around us uses a word for sexual intimacy to describe behavior between two people sexually, and uses that same word to describe when something is messed up or when they want to hurt somebody? You understand that? That's the same four-letter word that they use to describe sexual intimacy and hurting somebody. Because removed from its proper context, sex is not beautiful. And it doesn't function the way it's supposed to. Well, what is the proper context? Ready to recite? Sex is designed by God to be an expression of love between a man and a woman who are married to each other. So anything else is an eyeball on the stair. Not the way it's supposed to be. It's not beautiful anymore. Well, it could still be pleasurable. Yeah, if you don't understand what's happening. What's happening is very bad. Heroin can be pleasurable, but I strongly urge you never to try it. People don't do drugs because it's miserable, you know. First time I tried cocaine, it was such a downer. No, it's not a downer. But it'll take you down and destroy your life. Sin leads to death. So, I get the call. Pastor Wood, I was being strongly tempted, and I was about to give in. Suddenly, I pictured an eyeball on the stair. And I said, no, I got to get out of here. And I left right then. You understand? Don't forget it.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number. 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.